I've got some incredible news for you. And news that nobody wants to hear, but according to the Drudge Report, and it's been up for about 12 hours, 8 Syrians caught at Texas border. And in addition to that, they have caught more Syrians trying to sneak in through Honduras with fake passports. So there's a lot of stuff going on out there right now that you need to be aware of. In the background are the Parisian attacks. And so that's got us thinking about terrorism again. But here in the forefront in America, we've got a lot of stuff going on, and it's hard to track it. There have been some incredible stories that have been put out there. And here's basically what I can tell you. And I'm going to fill you in with the Texas story first, and then I'm going to tell you some other things that we all need to be very concerned about. The Texas story, and it's off of Breitbart. Exclusive report: 8 Syrians caught at Texas border in Laredo. 2 federal agents operating under the umbrella of U.S. Customs and Border Protection claim 8 Syrian illegal aliens attempted to enter Texas from Mexico in the Laredo sector. The federal agent spoke with Breitbart Texas on the conditions of anonymity. Local president of the National Border Patrol National Border Patrol Council, NBPC, confirms that the Laredo Border Patrol agents have been officially contacting the organization with concerns over reports from other Fed agents about Syrians illegally entering the country at Laredo. Now, here's my question. All right. Okay. All right. So here, I got a question for you, but hold on. Sources claim that 8 Syrians were apprehended on Monday, November 16th, 2015. What day is today? November 19th. Okay. What days were the bombings? Well, the bombings were just last week, right? All right, so, I mean, my obvious concern here is that if they're passing through in Laredo and it's a coordinated effort to get into the United States and maybe coordinated attacks, are they trying to cross here? And if they did cross here, would they – I mean, let's just say that – there was an attempt in France to have a coordinated attack, because we know that's true. 6 sites simultaneously under attack from automatic weapons, semi-automatic weapons, bombs, well coordinated. Now, yesterday, they believe that they got the person who was the ringleader. And they went to a place in France. I am assuming that it's somewhere on the outskirts of Paris. And they went to this place to try to apprehend this guy. And there was a couple of people in this, I think it was basically just an apartment. And it was an hour-long uninterrupted firefight that was so intense. And we're talking thousands and thousands of machine gun rounds that were passed back and forth, that the building itself was in danger of collapsing. Now, this was an apartment structure. You know, this is not a one room. This wasn't a house or anything. So there was a blonde female who was the wife of one of the attackers, the Paris attackers. And she detonated she had a bomb vest on, and she detonated that when she was approached by the police. There was a police dog that was killed as well. And all right. So that stuff is going on, which we've already been well informed about. Now we've got this almost simultaneously going on. Now, is it a coincidence? I don't know, but I mean, I assume the worst in this particular situation. And the reason that I assume the worst is because we have, as Americans, have been had our heads buried in the sand for too long. What's the cost of being over vigilant is what? The cost of being under vigilant? People, innocent people getting killed, blown up. And it could be in our area because we're on the border. We're in it. You know, to me, El Paso would be a prime place for a terrorist to go because it's a pretty big city. It's seen as a very safe city. And, you know, it's easy access. You know, you can get from one end of El Paso to the other pretty quickly on the freeway. All right, so a little bit more about these eight Syrians who were apprehended on Monday, November 16th, 2015, trying to sneak across the border in Texas. According to sources, the Syrians were in two separate, quote, family units, unquote, and were apprehended at the Juarez-Lincoln Bridge in Laredo, Texas, also known officially as Port of Entry 1. The Border Patrol agent and NBPC local 2455 President Hector Garza told Breitbart, Texas, quote, Border Patrol agents who we represent have been contacting our organization to voice concern about reports from other agents that Syrians cross the U.S. border from Mexico in the Laredo sector. Our agents have heard about the Syrians being apprehended in the area from other federal agents. He says, at this time, I cannot confirm or deny Syrians have crossed for security reasons. And all right, so here's another report that's attached to this. Syrians did attempt to enter the U.S. illegally through Texas in September as well. The Syrian was caught using a passport belonging to someone else. U.S. authorities decided against prosecuting anyone involved due to circumstances, whatever that is. So, okay, so almost simultaneously with the French bombs going off, you've got eight Syrians trying to cross into America at approximately the same time. So, you know, what's going on out there? And in the meantime, we have found that there are Syrians in Honduras that have fake passports as well that were headed towards the United States that were apprehended. So how many Syrians have snuck into the United States? Now, you might say, what difference does it make? They're poor people looking for a place to live. Problem with seeing it that way, don't forget this, is the number of people who have gone to Syria to fight for ISIS. And the fact that when we're talking about Syrians and whether they should be allowed to come in which more than half of the governors in the United States have said that they do not want Syrians refugees. And the president has said, we're not going to stop anything. The president, in his typical I'm too cool for school attitude, has stated that he's not going to change anything. And so, like Angela Merkel, so you've got all of these, I would call them failed leaders who obviously don't care that their number one concern, the number one concern of somebody who's doing that is not to protect their people, right? I mean, if your number one concern was to protect your people, you would make sure that that you heavily vetted people from a civil war area where there are many, many terrorists, or many you might say, though they're not terrorists over in Syria, they're members of ISIS. ISIS is fighting in Syria, and tens of thousands of people are joining the jihad, and they're moving down, and they have gone to Syria. We've also got ISIS moving back and forth through the Middle East, and Syria would be a wonderful location to move If ISIS wanted to move people in the United States or Europe, it is a dream scenario, because you've got so many people walking and boating, driving out of Syria and going into other countries, that there would be no way to effectively background check these people. It's already been stated that a number of these people who are in transit are ISIS fighters. President is fighting to get these people in. He doesn't want anyone to stop it. He made fun of anyone who wanted to stop women or children from Syria coming into America. He thought it was, and he won't discuss it because he's too busy, right? I mean, obviously there's a lot more important things than talking about blocking terrorists from coming into the United States or the possibility of terrorists coming in here. I have no idea what the president is standing for, what he represents. I can guarantee you one thing, though. He's shown his hand here. He got very irritated with people when they tried to say they don't want Syrians in here. And he said it's the Christian thing to do. How can you call yourself a Christian and be opposed to these people? At the same time, there's no Christians that are being taken into this country from Syria, which is very bizarre. We've got a phone call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hi, Kelly. This is Sharon. How are you today?
Good, Sharon. How's it going?
Going pretty good.
What's on your mind?
Well, just what you're talking about. You know, the idea of vetting these people, I guess the UN is responsible for doing this. And he's lecturing us about not being Christian and the women and children and orphans or whatever. There's a discrepancy in the demographics of who's coming in here. According to the UN, 65% are 18 to 24-year-olds, very able men. And I just wanted to point out, because I don't hear it too much, is that I'm a huge Glenn Beck fan. I know you've been involved in some of that before, but he has a Nazarene fund that's raising money to bring Christian Syrian refugees over, and they're vetting them through the pastors and through their life in Syria. There are no Christian members of ISIS.
Of course not.
Period. And so that is a way to vet people that aren't going to come over here and hate us and kill us and demand Sharia law. They don't want to assimilate here. Just look at Milwaukee and those areas, the areas of our country that are, even down in Houston, we've got these enclaves of Sharia, Muslim radical type ideologies. And it's not that we don't want Muslims here. We want Muslims that can come and, like Ben Carson said, although I'm not going to vote for him, but like Ben Carson said, somebody who believes in Sharia law, that he could never be president, because that is an antithesis to our Constitution. So I'm glad that Paul Ryan is bringing forward a bill, and if the president vetoes it, then they need to go back and they need to shove it back in his face and say, you know, you are protecting the American people, and we don't want what you want, and that's just get over it. And I hope that our legislature, our representatives will have the strength to do that. I don't know.
Well, what I find almost surreal is the president is basically saying that he's got a set of standards that supersede the concerns or standards of anybody else. And his standard is to just let these people in here. And if you try to disagree with him, number one, he'll tell you you're not a Christian, and you're essentially a joke. Your position's a joke, to the extent he won't even talk to you about it. He's too busy to talk to you about this. What right now is more important than this?
What is the most important job that office has? And really, the constitutional job is the protection of our country and our people.
Well,
period.
What would be the job of the president that was more important than protecting us? I mean, what would it be? He would have to be working on something that was beyond America, that was probably, just for the sake of the argument, international as opposed to national, because it's more important, it's bigger. By definition, we are the biggest, baddest game out there. it would have to be beyond that, which would make it, by definition, international, for my opinion. So what's he working on? Why doesn't he share it with us?
I have no idea. I think that he feels that we should be more
Euro-friendly.
That's the monetary, the European Union. You know, I think that he does not see that we're necessarily a superpower. There's lots of different conspiracies that are going on out there that you could get wrapped up in really quickly,
well,
and I try not to do that. But
do,
you know,
Sharon,
what? The
Sharon,
point is, my point is that there are ways to vet people that aren't going to come over here to kill us, that are being crucified and beheaded.
Right, those Christians, people that are getting killed for their beliefs over there, Christians we should let in without a background check probably. But it has been stated by the FBI, you cannot vet these people because unless they have made a splash somewhere, we don't know anything about them and can't know anything about them. And where they get their papers to be considered to be safe is from our government. Thanks for the call. I got to take a break. All right, folks. What's going on is surreal. It's time to stand up to the president. Isn't it? I mean, you know, how long is this guy going to make decisions that are against U.S. interests? And it's absurd. He has shown his hands. Let's react. Let's cut down his powers to the extent we can. 623 Kelly O'Connell Show. AM Las Cruces 1450 KOBE 523 1450. And we'll be right back. With by the way, we're honoring the French struggle with a little bit of French music. Kelly here, and we do have a phone call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. It's 627, and who's this?
Sergio, good morning.
Good morning, Sergio. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to go ahead and call upon some of the Democrats out there who probably more than likely voted for this man to call up and defend their president's decisions on these matters. You know, I'd like to hear their side of what he's doing that's so right.
Well, what are they going to say?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you. Call upon them to call you and defend his decisions.
Frankie, Kathy. I don't know if anybody who listens to the show who's a Democrat is really 100% in the tank for Obama. I mean, Obama gets criticized on the show sometimes. So anyway, the question is, it's like this thing from the when we had the Ebola, and they didn't shut down the flights from this part of the country. You know, look at the up and down, look at the cost versus the benefit. You know, look at the good versus the bad, pro and con. The con on blocking those planes from coming over here would seem to be maybe some level of paranoia or concern or whatever, and inconvenience for anybody who's trying to travel in that. I never saw any other downside to that, but they, you know, so, I mean, I was so frustrated. It to me, it wasn't leadership. To this day, I don't understand why the president didn't block those planes. In the same way, you've got a group of people that your own FBI leader has said cannot be vetted, cannot be checked. What in a certain percentage of them, as it's already been admitted, will be terrorists. What in God's name is your excuse for not blocking those people from coming in?